Supporters of the bill say the federal Family Leave Act already allows employees to take 6 weeks of unpaid family leave and 2 weeks of unpaid medical leave each year. Steve Bass of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce told legislators this week businesses need to know that wherever they set up shop, there will be the same standards for employment benefits.
What we're saying here with this bill is that that standard should be uniform throughout the state to create that protection for workers, but do it in such a way that does not harm the competitiveness of our state economy and ultimately harm the workers who won't have jobs if the state can't compete effectively for them.
But about a dozen opponents of the bill testified that local ordinances like the one in Milwaukee actually attract jobs and help businesses retain workers by giving them flexibility to take time off to care for a relative or recover from an illness. Ellen Bravo of the group Family Values at Work led the fight to pass the Milwaukee ordinance that this bill seeks to preempt.
Paid sick days is a job preservation strategy. It's about helping people stay attached to the workforce. That's good for business as well as for workers.
The bill to standardize and limit family and medical leave is likely to pass with strong support from the Republican majority within the next 2 weeks. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.